Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
If anyone's seeking attention, it's you, SMD. I don't give a F.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily, the podcast where we keep you up to date on everything that goes down in hip hop music culture. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and I am one of your lovely hosts, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host, A-Dub.
It's Wednesday, and we have to talk about Young Miami because she is not playing about her man or your man or anybody's man. And she got into it with somebody on social media over Diddy. Cowboy was arrested after allegedly breaking a man's leg. Cardi B is having some technical difficulties with making new music, and Chris Brown has revealed the release date for his new album, Breezy. So a couple of things to get to, but first, please follow the podcast, please subscribe and follow us on all streaming platforms where you listen to podcasts at. Thank you. We appreciate all the support. We appreciate the daily listens. Now let's jump into all of this. All right, let's start off with Young Miami, a.k.a. Carisha, a.k.a. one half of the City Girls. She is in some sort of love triangle with Diddy and this woman named Gina Huya, whom she got into it with on Tuesday, May 17th, because Huya shared a photo of Diddy kissing her on her cheek on her Instagram stories, which apparently made Young Miami go on this rant on social media. And I gotta say, I was thoroughly entertained by the whole thing.
Right. Very entertaining for sure, because Young Miami comes straight out the gate with it. She had tweeted, "Somebody please give this beast some attention." And then Gina had replied saying, "If anyone's seeking attention, it's you, SMD. I don't give a F."
So, wait, let me see if I have any sound for this. Oh, yeah. There we go. I feel like I knew I had something for it. All right. So Young Miami responded to Miss Huya by saying, "Attention, B, I am the attention. Let's be clear. Notice me. Please, B, go sit down. We see you. Relax. It's okay. You've been around for years. You've been waiting on this moment. If he can't make you famous, B, I ain't it." She went on to say, "I ain't arguing with no B that got cheap-ass lint ball carpet in their house and they effing on a billionaire. You freaky-ass girl." Ooh. That was the clean version, okay? She went on to say, oh, no, then Suyan... No. Yo, I gotta turn the beat off. Then Gina Huya says, "I thought you was a city girl. I cannot take this serious." Then Gina Suya says, "I thought you was a city girl. Why you so pressed?" To which Young Miami then replied, "I am, and that's why I have sex with your man, and I ain't coming off him no matter how many pics you post." Yeah. Yeah. It got very heated in this online exchange, needless to say. I was laughing. I also was laughing at Santana coming on my Young Miami's tweets and hyping this whole thing up the entire time. Like, yes, throwing fire on the whole thing, throwing shade at Gina as well. Young Miami, she not playing about Diddy, apparently. I thought this was like, you know, a city girl, maybe sugar daddy type of thing going on. But apparently she's staking her claim a little bit. She's marking her territory, it feels like, a little bit with these tweets towards Gina.
Yeah, now she is, because we talked before about Diddy and Miami. She kept denying the relationship. She went on interviews and said they weren't an item and things like that. But the way she's acting, That don't seem like it's not no item. It seems like it's something like a real deal.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, even on Sunday, aka my birthday, May 15th, Young Miami and Diddy were spotted hanging out again at the Billboard Music Awards after party at Tao in Las Vegas. Young Miami is twerking on the couch. Diddy's watching. I feel like Diddy might have been on the mic at the time rapping, and then Young Miami was just right there twerking in front of him. So they have been out gallivanting all around town at all of these different events. Whether or not Diddy has continued to mess with Gina in the meantime. We don't know. We don't know when this video of him kissing her was from, but if he is messing with both of them at the same time, does it look like Young Miami plans on letting that stop her from continuing to mess with Diddy? But then again, she referred to him as your man, and I ain't coming off him no matter what. So I don't know. Is she like, is this like a Jocelyn, Stevie, J, and Mimi situation right here where the main chick becomes the side chick? Maybe Gina was the main, and then Diddy demoted her to side chick for Young Miami. It's feeling very Stevie J, Jocelyn, and Mimi from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta-ish right now.
Yeah, that is what it's giving because, yeah, when she said, I don't care about if it's your man, I'm not coming off of him, like, it's just so confusing. But let me find out, Diddy got girls over here arguing and in shambles and going back and forth. I'm surprised.
I feel like Diddy likes this. I feel like he likes young girls arguing over him. Young women, I should say, not girls. I feel like he likes young women arguing over him. I feel like it gives him a burst of energy, of that youthful energy. It feels like Diddy is always seeking that youthful energy. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's some Scorpio toxicity right there or what, but I feel like for some reason, yeah, Diddy just gives those vibes. It's a little, it emanates womanizer just a little bit. I'm not going to lie, Diddy. Love, as he likes to call it. Loving multiple women at the same time. But yeah, that's what's going on with Diddy, Young Miami, and Gina. We will keep you posted on that. I will be tuned into the Shade Room, Neighborhood Talk, and all of that, because I'm sure there are to be some new developments on that within the coming days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's talk about Cowboy. He is being held without bond after allegedly breaking a man's leg. According to Gwinnett County Jail records, the Chicago rapper was taken into custody on Tuesday, May 17th, and is currently being held without bond. He cannot get out. There's not that much information available on it right now, but he was charged with aggravated battery after he allegedly attacked this man in Decatur, Georgia. All my Georgia people, you know, don't hate me for the pronunciation on that. The man suffered a broken leg from the assault, as well as bruises and cuts. They previously reported that Georgia police had been searching for Cowboy for the assault earlier in May, and now they have him for it. So, yeah, don't know if he's guilty or not, but right now, no bond for him.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting because, like, I haven't heard from Cowboy in a minute. I think he just did some interview where he was talking about, was it about the baby or something like that? I remember it was either like Vlad TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then now this coming up, being arrested about allegedly breaking some man's leg. This is not looking good right now for Cowboy.
Yeah, he's also having problems with his label. I know he was expressing some of that recently too. So mm-hmm. to be going through label trouble, possibly money trouble, when he talked about that label trouble, and then now you're in legal trouble too. Yeah. Hopefully he gets it together. It sounds like the man's leg he broke is all right, you know. I don't know. Hopefully everybody involved is all right. But that's what's going on with Cowboy. As more details arise on that, we'll keep you updated. And now let's talk about Cardi B. So the fourth anniversary of her album Invasion of Privacy came and went in April. Still no sign of no new music from Cardi right now. I mean, we got her featured on the Drill song, but that's about as much as it looks like that we're going to get. Cardi hopped on Twitter on Tuesday, May 17th, to update everybody on her new project, where she admitted that her upcoming music has suffered multiple technical difficulties.
Yeah, so in the voice note that she did on Twitter, she was basically saying, you know, I've seen a lot of y'all talking ish, like, oh, she doesn't feed us, talking about the fans for new music. She said, so when I put what I'm going to put out, I'm going to talk more about it because clearly I can't talk about it now. But I really had technical difficulties with my latest project. I had not one, not two, but like three technical difficulties on the music that I've been working on that had to be done and taken care of before I put it out. And she says, when things come out, that's when I'm going to talk about it. It's nothing like major or crazy. She says, yeah, we'll figure it out because I know you guys want that and I'm going to give it to you. Okay. So doesn't really say a lot, but basically she's just saying she's having some type of problems, either, I guess, recording new music or being able to put it out. I don't know what's going on, but I can't believe it has been like 4 years since her album and yeah, still nothing.
I appreciate the sentiment of her wanting to update her fans, but if you're not going to tell people any information, right, what was the point of the update of the voice note? All she had to say was, oh yeah, I know y'all want this album. It'll be out, blah, blah, blah. 3 months, 5 months, 6 months. It'll be out hopefully in the next 6 months. We're working very hard on it. Leave it at that. Because technical difficulties, what is that? What's the technical difficulty? If you can't go into it, don't bring it up. I don't know. Yeah. 4 years, Cardi? 4 years? Come on, man. We need that music. This is everybody ain't Kendrick. We don't want 5 years in between everybody's album. Unless you are Kendrick Lamar, Beyonce, J. Cole, and really, that's it. Don't wait 4 years. That's what I think. But, you know, if she says it's not in her control, we're going to take your word for it, Cardi. Lastly, let's talk about Breezy, somebody that has been giving us a lot of new music, or that is going to be giving us some new music, I should say. He has released the date of the drop for his new album, which is going to be June 24th. I'm excited.
Yeah, very exciting time for Chris Brown. Like you said, he did reveal that he is dropping his album Breezy on June 24th, and it has a couple of big features on it. It has features from Lil Wayne, Jack Harlow, Wizkid, Ella May, Her, Blast, Anderson .Paak, Tory Lanez, and more. So it sounds like it's going to be another long album like the last couple ones were.
Mm. So people just going to stand by Tory Lanez, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Chris, I'll be defending you, too, when people want to bring up things from your past from 10 years ago. But when you stand next to another alleged abuser, it makes you look funny in the light. And I'm a Chris Brown fan, but that one, I'm side-eyeing it a little bit. But then again, you know, he got our boy, you know, yeah, Ali on the album, so I'm still supported and all of that. But, not feeling that, the Tory Lanez move. I get that was your friend prior to what happened, but I don't be liking the complicit. Is it the complicitness or the complicity? I'm not sure which one, but I don't like that, man, when people like stand by certain things like that, because it's like, so what you're saying is it doesn't matter that he allegedly shot this woman, but you know, some people think he's innocent still, so yeah. But either way, excited for this new Chris Brown album. I'm glad he's got people like Wizkid up there. I'm glad he's got people like Jack Harlow up there. I'm definitely glad Ella May is up there. Now, one thing I will say about Chris Brown, like people that he collaborates with or he works with, he does like give them different opportunities on each of his projects. Like people, all of those people I just mentioned, like it's people that he's worked with before and had like great chemistry with and has done great stuff with him. And it doesn't matter what level they're on, like regardless of what space they're at in their career, like if they're super duper hot right now or if they don't got nothing out and nothing going on, if Chris messes with you work wise he's gonna continue to mess with you. So while I am side-eyeing him for the Tory thing, I understand that it's not just a Tory thing, like that's a everybody that Chris works well with thing. He does that for all of them.
Yeah, that is true. One thing about Chris Brown is like whoever he works with, usually it becomes a hit. They always hit the radio. It always hits the charts. So I do kind of like that with Chris Brown. He always works with a bunch of people. And I'll put Chris Brown in the same realm of like, oh, getting a Drake feature or getting a Wayne feature or something like that. So when you get a Chris Brown on your song, that's pretty dope too.
Yeah. Or when you're on a Chris Brown song, that is a chance. You're starting on third base right there. So that's dope. Breezy, June 24th. We'll be down to listen to it. And of course, the tour starts actually here in Raleigh. So that's going to be extra exciting. I think that's a good note to end it on today. That is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our socials, like our Instagram, our Twitter, and our TikTok, which is all Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us as well. I'm at Asia Sky on all platforms.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.